Hey everybody, again, this is the trade show. In case you missed all that, you are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave A Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. And I, of course, am your host, John Emoto. At least that's who I was when I started. I'm coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth, where we're proud to be here, as well as even prouder of our partnership with Peerless AV for all of our podcasts in its entirety during the duration of Infocom 2019. Today, I'm joined by and with Mike Anderson of Safe Zone, correct?
That's correct.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey,
glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here because I've got so many questions and I need answers.
Okay.
And I think you're the man to tell me about it.
Well, I can make stuff up.
Don't make it up. Just tell me. I'll make it pertinent to the company.
It's not going to be random
stuff. So, generically, about Safe Zone, I'm unfamiliar with the company, and I'm assuming there's probably more than one person that's unfamiliar. So for those people, like myself, who is and what is Safe Zone?
Well, Safe Zone, we've been around as a company for 3.5 years. We just launched our product at CES back in January. We started shipping this month, so we're fairly new, which is why a lot of people don't know who we are, especially
awesome.
In this space. So what we do is we manufacture a product called a gunfire detector.
Okay.
And our gunfire detector, it gets installed in schools, gets installed in hotels, commercial buildings, just virtually anywhere that people can gather. And what we do is when a gunfire or a gun is discharged, we actually alert authorities directly within a matter of seconds about the location of the shooter, the type and the caliber of the weapon that was fired, and the number of shots that were fired. So this is important for a couple of reasons. In a typical active shooter event, 911, it doesn't even get notified until almost 5 minutes after the first gunshot.
Yeah.
Then when they get there, which takes a few minutes for them to get to site, the first thing they have to do is talk to multiple witnesses and get corroboration of what's going on, because they need to know what they're facing before they actually try to confront the shooter.
Yeah.
Well, that takes a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
And then on average, once they deploy, it takes 12 minutes to actually confront the shooter and end the threat. So all this time, these victims are waiting because EMTs cannot go in and treat the victims.
Right.
And every minute a victim waits for treatment, his chances of survival decrease by 10%.
Wow.
So time is critical. We say saving minutes saves lives. So with our product, law enforcement is notified within 10 seconds of everything they need to know to deploy directly to the shooter and end the threat immediately. So we can save a ton of time during these events and get EMTs into the victims much sooner to increase their survival rates. And that's what we do.
So you mentioned being launched in January at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes.
And at that time you were new and still, you know, freshly new to the industry.
Yes.
And I imagine you have a booth here at Infocom.
We have a booth. We're at booth 3688 here at Infocom. We're also in the Stampede booth at 1329.
Very cool. Now, again, going back to being new in January, but here today at the show, are there any new announcements that you are showing off since your deployment in January?
No, we're actually showing the same two products.
Okay.
A gunfire detector. So we have a Wi-Fi version that it's installed, uses a Wi-Fi mesh network to communicate, creates its own little peer-to-peer, and then we have a power over Ethernet version. So it's two versions of the same product.
And where do you see this being like the most effective in terms of
anywhere people gather,
right?
Yeah. You know, schools get all the attention about shootings.
Yeah.
But there's almost twice as many shootings in commercial venues as there are in schools.
There was one 2 months ago in Meyer in Northern California.
Right.
At a lighting manufacturer.
There's been 165 mass shootings in 2019 so far.
Yeah.
And that's where four or more people are killed. So it's an epidemic. It doesn't seem to be ending. There seems to be a lot of it, and we don't know how to stop it. So what we're trying to do is mitigate the damages and eliminate as much of the harm as we can, save as many lives as we can.
Well, I'm excited to learn more about it. A person just now joining in is my host/co-host, Victoria.
Hey, how's it going? So I'm sorry to pop in like that. I guess the trade show life.
That's great.
Actually took a class with Bill Natchez on next generation of mass notification. So, you know, he took all the like codes that are like not so sexy and just like broke it down and explained it really well. With your product, can you tell us a little bit about maybe like some of the hurdles that you came across that they were like, no, you can't do this. You have to find a different solution for it. Going to that.
Too numerous to mention. 3.5 years in development. My background, I've been in the automation control business for over 35 years. I've developed a lot of the technology that is in use by these people on the floor every day now. Our team actually sold a patent portfolio to Google a couple of years ago. So we know the space, we've been in it a long time, and we still had a ton of hurdles to go through to get this. Being able to communicate directly to dispatch centers is a major problem, because 911 centers around the country all have different methods of being reached. The telephone companies are sort of a hurdle there that you have to go through getting data into those centers, because we actually transmit a floor plan directly onto their terminals so that they know exactly where the shooter is. And so that was a big hurdle. If you see one of our detectors, it's actually, I have one in my pocket. It's actually very tiny.
Okay. Wow. So
people
where do you
are
place
shocked.
This?
It goes up in the corner of the room. So everybody online, you can see this. I'm holding this up in the corner. So it actually goes up in the corner near the ceiling. So it's really small. People don't notice it. And there's a lot of technology in there. So it's a combination of acoustic and infrared sensors. Mm-hmm. It communicates to a machine learning algorithm that we had to develop. And as it turns out, a lot of these people that supposedly know a lot about machine learning know a lot about theory. But when you start making it actually do something, it becomes a little different. I can tell you, our guys are right on the leading edge of machine learning technology. They were asked to attend the Google conference a couple of months ago to actually present what we're doing, because we're way out in front of everybody.
So sorry for maybe this is an obvious answer, but can you explain a little bit what machine learning technology is? Is that like AI or I'm not really
Well, sure. it's AI based. It's essentially a computer that has a or it's a data set. So we have a library of all these different gunshots and all these other sounds. And we tell the computer which ones are real gunshots and what they are and which ones are not gunshots and what they are. And as it learns, it gets better at differentiating between what is an actual gunshot and what isn't. And so we've gotten our false positive rate, if you will, down to virtually zero.
Nice. So is this a machine learning technology?
It is, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, it's all based on a machine learning technology.
Cool. Right. So does this device also, does it override any of the like fire alarm systems or anything
we
like that?
We actually work with all those systems. So we interface directly with access control systems so that when there's a gunshot, we've had two different kinds of integrations. One is where they just lock everything to lock a building down. Or the other option is to lock only the doors around where the shooter is trying to isolate the shooter. So we do that. We interface with mass notification systems to alert people and tell people what's going on. We interface with alarm panels. Virtually anything that's out there, we can interface with it to accomplish something.
Sure. So this is just one example of a really cool product on the trade show. Are there other products that you brought out just like this, or is this the newest thing?
This is the newest thing from us, and these are the two we're focused on now. We think it's important to get this technology as broadly and as widely available and in as many places as possible to help save as many lives as we possibly can.
Sure. So I'm not sure if Johnny asked this because I just hopped in halfway through the podcast, but what does this mean for our industry? Does it, you know, is this something that's new to our industry, or is it just better?
Well, when you say our industry, if you're talking, you know, like the Infocom.
Yeah, sorry,
circle,
the AV industry. Yes.
Yeah, the AV industry. It's a really new product for them. There have been some gunfire detection, shooter detection systems available previously. One, they're all incredibly expensive. And two, they don't really interface or work in the world that we work in. So we brought a different approach to developing the technology because we come out of this industry. So for most people in the AV industry, in the security integrators, security dealers, this is a completely new category that is a very easy add-on to what they're doing already.
Right.
So if you're doing a perimeter security system, inside motion sensors, whatever, you can add gunfire detection to it, and it works right together with the system. If you're doing AV integration, and you can add it into that, and so we can actually interface with an automation system and control lighting and things like that from a gunfire. So,
especially with the issues now, you know, you see the it's a problem now in schools.
It's a major
problem.
This
is a very,
not just in schools, but it's a problem everywhere.
True, yes,
right?
So.
The recent shooting in Virginia Beach was not a school.
So this is literally life-saving, and it is a very important product that I want to highlight. I've seen maybe a little bit of the show today, but yesterday, I think this is my favorite product right now.
Oh, thank you.
From this show, But any last words on this Infocom show that you want to...
We've actually enjoyed the show.
Good.
It's good. We're a Central Florida-based company, so we're local here, which we love. We liked being here better than being in Vegas last year.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to being at Infocom again next year in Vegas. And we're excited to be here.
Awesome.
This is great.
Thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Where can we find all these products online if someone wasn't able to see it on the show floor?
So we're at, our website is www.safezonetech.com, and we're sold through distribution, so several distributors are picking up the line and bringing it in even as we speak. So it's been a good day.
Good So check them out online if you're not here at the show. Thank you so much again for coming on to the podcast, and that concludes our show. But if you want to listen to all our live podcasts or read or watch the Infocom coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. I totally hijacked Johnny's podcast, but it's okay. We're hosting, co-hosting together, so it's always fun. But if you happen to be here in Orlando, stop by the Peerless AV booth, say hi, listen to the podcast live. So thank you so much again.